Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are in headed toward the last couple weeks of August, August the 20th, I believe this is, Tuesday, this will be airing.
We are and, in wedding week.
This will be wedding week, that's right, because Sunday, the 25th, right?
Yes, yeah.
The big wedding.
Looking forward to it. Yeah.
We will, because of our taping, we will we'll be taping actually as it airs, we'll be past that date, so we won't be able to talk about it until... Probably,
yeah, it'll be quite a ways, probably
September before we actually hear about the wedding. But it's going to be fun. It's always fun to, particularly if you can, and I know you do, is you're working toward how you can enjoy the week, the weekend, the beauty of it. It is a great memory. It can be a great memory. And we know that there's always things that don't work and, you know, family issues and all that stuff, but regardless of all that, if we approach it with let's just enjoy it all, we can.
Right. And I just, you know, if you don't mind, I'm going to take a moment just to ask our listeners, anybody who has a heart to really pray over anything coming into the week of it, I would ask for continued prayers over the wedding, because God has very clearly spoken that this wedding is to be a light and to be a picture of covenant. And there are multiple people that we've been praying for by name that will be attending the wedding that will really hear the gospel for the first time. And exciting, even as we've gone in, God has really laid on our heart over this last year, three names specifically that he has given us that I wish I could share on the air, but I don't feel like I should do that. But if anybody just wants to know, you know, the Holy Spirit knows who that is. But even one of those, as we have been praying specifically as this time has approached, just the other day, ask Anna and Ryan if he could meet them at church. That was like, that is a huge God thing, that if you knew any of the story behind this. And so we're watching God just move hearts and soften things as we're approaching the wedding. And we know that there are big promises spoken over it. So I know his covenant will be on display. And so anybody who wants to be praying ahead of that, I do believe that God is doing a work in at least a handful, if not many lives that weekend. So please join us in prayer over that.
Yeah, let me pray right now. Heavenly Father, we're really excited about the upcoming wedding. We do ask in the name of Christ, as you've spoken, you will bear witness to the light, which means the people that you're resident within will be bearing witness, and wonderful things will happen. And we just pray it'll be done in a very wonderful way, not in a persuaded, I've got to do something, but rather to let you do it in such a refreshing way you do to reflect the light. I pray for light for the couple that's getting married, as well as all involved, and then those that are going to be receiving it would have an interest in following you. And we just lift this up and pray for you to be at work in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much.
So we've been talking about this primer on abiding to demonstrate how to go personal with it, and we've talked about, you know, how the words matter, the work of the Holy Spirit, getting to truth. And that we've gone into this aspect of what do we do with people that have hurt us and come against us and have caused injustice in our life. And he says in Ephesians, be angry and do not sin. That's okay. You're angry at injustice as God is. He actually wants you to be. But then he says, don't let it go to sin, go to bitterness, hardness, and you being burdened by it. Rather, let me resolve it. So he said, you know, get to the truth. And we said, list them all down. What did they do? We went into Romans 12, 9 to 20. Mm-hmm. And we'll have Kathy read that again. But it basically says, as far as this concerning you, be at peace with each other. And what we did is say, what does that look like? Well, that means an invitation to talk it through. Well, mm-hmm. as you go through your list, you can identify, I don't even know where that person is anymore, or they, right. or it's been a family member that passed away, or I can't get to them. We'll go through another segment, or yeah, they're current and I could talk to them. And so all you do is you just highlight which of those two categories.
Right.
And then we're going to say, okay, what do we do next? So go ahead and go back to read Romans 12, 9 to 20. And remember, this is the beauty of writing it out longhand. Mm-hmm. And then as you abide, you keep reading what you've wrote so that you keep paying attention to more words that the Holy Spirit wants to bring to your understanding for you then to move with him down the path. So Romans 12, 9 to 20.
Sure. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Yep. Okay. So we've learned that as far as it's concerning you, be at peace with everybody. And we've defined that as since you're not at peace with them.
Mm-hmm.
See, it doesn't mean to just compromise and do whatever they want, or to stuff it and say, well, that'll look like peace. Well, it isn't real peace, see,
mm-hmm.
because peace is the nature of shalom, favor and contentment and relaxation that's inside of us. So, and your heart, if you don't get it resolved, your heart won't let you go to peace.
Right.
Now, this is kind of interesting. In a way, it's a beautiful thing.
Mm.
Because you're not resolved and you're still troubled by it, the Holy Spirit and the heart working in your heart, your soul, doesn't allow you to reject it or to stuff it or say, I guess I should live that way. Mm-hmm. You can say it all day long, but he doesn't let you do it because why?
Right.
I want you to get the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to get to shalom. I want you to be resolved with this so there's no burden on your heart at all. And you got to stay with me. And I'm, in a sense, not going to let you until you do.
Mm.
It's really interesting. So it's actually a beautiful thing. So, okay, so we've taken the list. We have ones that we can't ever talk to again, or we're not going to be able to talk to them again. So first of all, just set those aside for the moment.
Okay.
We'll come back to it, what to do with it. But in essence, there's nothing to do right now because we can't, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's action that God will tell us how to handle it, but I can't try to work to contact them because I don't even know where they are, or they're,
right.
or it happened so long ago, or it's not even worth it. Okay. All right. Now, the ones that are current.
Mm-hmm.
I have to start processing, what do I do with them?
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are current, my question, if it's up to me, I'm going to live at peace with them. My primary action would be to invite them to process with me,
mm-hmm.
to sit down and talk it through.
Right.
Okay. So you take that list and, you ask the question, and remember, God is guiding you. Is it going to work for me to invite them to sit down and talk with me about the process? And an answer is going to be either from God, yes or not now. Mm-hmm. Now let me help you understand that. You have a heart to do that, and you believe you can do it with honor and respect. Because we've processed through to forgiveness. Forgiveness, remember, is just releasing them to have to do anything, even though we may not be reconciled.
Yeah. Can we back up, because you're taking them to the step where they do have a heart to do that. What about the people that, just as you said, you invite them to process, every hair on their head just stood up and they're like, there's no way I want to sit down and process with this person.
Right.
So can we back up to speak to that?
Yeah.
What may need to happen in that place before we get to this?
Yeah. So think of really there's three kind of segments or demarcations to this process. I go through the list. Could I actually talk to them with honor and respect?
Right.
No.
Right.
I am so riled up about this.
And there's even a, do I even want to?
Yeah.
I don't want to respect them, you know.
I don't even want to be
they
around.
They don't deserve my respect right now. Those are your real feelings sometimes, right?
Yeah. So no, I can't. Yes, I can. So number two is yes, I can. And they might be able to say yes. Yes, I can, but I know they're not going to say yes, or they're not going to do it with honor and respect. So you segment it, and you're asking for wisdom and understanding. So let's take all three. I realize I don't even want to meet with them because I'm so angry about that, what happened. And maybe it's because it's happened over and over and over and over again, and you're just getting whacked and you're sick of it. So I don't even want to. This scripture says something about that. It says, do not repay evil for evil.
Right.
Do not take vengeance yourself. Okay, if you're not willing to talk to them, how are you repaying evil for evil?
Because you're not willing to embrace what God's calling you to do.
Yeah, because you're cooperating with the enemy. You're actually stopping the process.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not even willing. I'm repaying evil by withdrawing from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to punish them with silence, or I'm going to punish them with rejection, or I'm going to make sure they know that I'm angry and they deserve it. He said, no, don't repay evil for evil, so that if I'm repaying evil for evil, that means in my heart I've got evil intention. And evil intention is, remember, it's not dark, awful, black. It's rather that I'm contributing to the frustration of the whole thing, including mine, because my heart isn't at a place where I could willingly talk to somebody with honor and respect. It's okay. All right, I recognize that. On those people, you would say, okay, I've got to work toward forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And released now remember, forgiveness is separate from reconciliation. So it's not,
right.
It's not releasing what they did is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's that I stand in the same place as Christ, who has already forgiven them at the cross and taken away the requirement that they have to do anything in order for me to have a joyful life. Okay, so go back to, just go back to a couple scriptures about this. Go to Ephesians 4. 32. And remember, this is out of the context. So speak the truth to your neighbor. Be angry and do not sin. Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. But just read the end of that section, verse 4:32.
It says, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
Okay, so how did Christ forgive us?
Unconditionally.
He just did it. See, by his own nature.
Yes.
He said, I went to the cross. I resolved an issue for you. Your requirement was perfection.
Mm-hmm.
I removed that requirement. And now, since the work that I did by taking on the burden of sin, All you have to do is believe and process the truth with me, and we can be reconciled. Now, by the way, he invites us to that. If we reject it, he doesn't reconcile with us.
Right.
So has Christ forgiven everybody? Yes.
Yes.
Has he reconciled with everybody? No.
No.
How come?
Because you have to actually receive that, right?
Yeah, you have to process.
You have to cooperate with the process.
You have to process the truth, and he can't change the truth. If you don't receive me as Lord and Savior, you'll not be reconciled, and you'll die eternally separated from me in hell.
Right.
And I can't change that. But I've already forgiven you to give you the opportunity to process the truth. So that when we get to that same place, it's that this person has hurt me. They deserve my anger. They deserve my vengeance. But God says, well, you have to go to forgiveness. Why? Because that's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I've already forgiven them at the cross. I've taken away the requirement that they have to do anything. I'm going to invite them to process the truth. And if that is, God says, I will deal with them with honor and respect, and I need you to be in that same place. So keep working of being in the place that I am. I've forgiven them on my nature, not anything that they deserve. Mm-hmm. And then go to Romans 8:1-2, and it kind of helps us kind of understand that we'd have to process. Therefore, now there is what? Romans 8:1-2.
No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, for the spirit of life has set you free from the spirit of sin and death. So he says, if you're in me, you don't approach them with condemnation, but you do approach them with truth, because in order to be reconciled, they have to process the truth.
Right.
So my heart has to get to, I forgive them on the same basis Christ forgave me.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve his wrath, but he took that away to give me the opportunity to reconcile.
Right.
And now if you're stuck there, I don't want to, I'm really upset, I can't get there. Okay, that's okay. You take those people and you process them with God of, give me your nature of forgiveness toward this person. Mm-hmm. Give me the ability to not condemn them, knowing that I do have to process going to truth, and by me forgiving them does not let them off the hook.
Right.
It doesn't change that they're not reconciled with me at the moment. And so what you do is you just take those verses, write out those verses, pray those verses, and really you don't go any further until you receive it.
Yes.
And God says, okay, if you stay with me, I will give you that heart of forgiveness for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's hard, that's okay. But stay with me. Don't walk away from it. And don't quit until you do. And by the way, you may need to get some help.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to talk about it with your inner circle, or you can contact us and you can say, I'm really struggling with this. And we can help you walk through it into the Word and say, you know, do these and stay with it. And we know that God will give it to you until you can say, all right, I could meet with them. I'm good now. I have a heart of forgiveness. By the way, I haven't accepted that they're going to reconcile with me, and they may reject the whole thing or never process the truth, but I'm okay with that.
So if you go to that process with God, then you can be at peace even if they're not accepting it.
Right.
Which is amazing. Right.
Right. So I gotta solve that category.
Mm-hmm.
And that's number one. I gotta do that first. Okay. Secondly, the second category is, if I invited them to process with me, do I think they would at least take that invitation and come and talk to me? Ideally, mm-hmm. they would also be willing to receive the truth, but maybe not. But at least they'd say yes.
Right.
Okay. You determine. Yeah, I think they could. I think they might. So I'll invite them. The third category is, it's unlikely that they would process any truth. And actually, by inviting them to this, it's only going to make things worse.
Mm.
So don't bother inviting them, because if you do, your discussion is actually going to rile things back up.
Mm-hmm.
And all you're going to do is get madder, because they're going to be defensive, they're going to be rationalizing. And what I call and by the way, people are really good at this, their ability to spin is incredible. Mm-hmm. So I've had people where I did invite them, and they worked it so well that they put the blame on me. Mm. And I'm even thinking, as they're doing that, how clever is that? I almost believe that it's my fault. but the Spirit said, no. You're getting spun, and you're buying into the spin. Nope, they're just going to spin it, and it ain't going to work. So, okay. So there'll be a category, and this would be usually, it could be friends that you've known. It could be, it's a lot of family members that if I invite them to talk about this, this just ain't going to work. It's going to get work. So I think I shared this when I did the Life of Forgiveness as I was learning all this. You know, my mother was very hard-hearted, her way, the highway, and she wasn't going to deal with truth after I learned forgiveness, because I had to go through that first.
Right.
Because I was in that boat that you described, is that if I invited her, could I talk to her with honor and respect? The answer was no. I couldn't. Well, God said, you can't go any further. You and I got to work through your heart first. And stay with me, and I'll give you the heart of forgiveness, which he did. It took, by the way, a couple of months.
Right.
Okay, now what? Okay, should I go talk to her, invite her? God said, not a good idea. I said, right. Why? I said, why? He said, because she isn't going to deal with truth. You're just going to make her more hard, and it's going to rile things back up, and it's not going to do any good at all. So I'm telling you, in this case, do not invite her to process truth, because there's no way she's going to.
Right.
Okay. All right. I could do. Now, what do I do with that? He said, well, we're going to have to, I'm going to work with you, Rich, to set up a proper boundary. Because I still remember family members who you're going to be around, you people that are not part of your family or part of your circle that don't reconcile, most of the time you just don't even have to see them anymore.
Right.
So
the family, that's not the case.
Not the family or workers or people around you. So I'll have to show you something different. So what you've done now is taken all the people, you've segmented them into two buckets, first of all. I can't even get to them.
Right. They're,
it's too far in the past. I don't even know where they are. They don't matter to me anymore, per se, other than I'm still angry. So I got that, number one. Number two, yeah, they're current, and I could process with them. Okay. I take those people, and could I sit down and talk to them, get that resolved? Number two, I think I could invite them, and they might talk to me. Number three, ain't going to happen. I'm going to have to do something different with them. Okay.
Right. And just, I'm going to highlight on that third category real quick that it can be tempting in that to put a lot of people in that third category out of our own fear, or that we haven't really gone to forgiveness yet, or, you know, all kinds of complicating factors. So we want to make sure that that category is defined by God leading, the Holy Spirit saying, yes, this is the category they fit in. And knowing also that there could be somebody in that category that is a no, not yet, not a no, not never.
That's right.
And so there can be God working in their heart, and there may come a time when God brings that back and says, okay, now go.
Yes.
Now you're clear.
Yeah, you know,
because, and so just remembering that's a very responsive category.
Yeah.
I mean, all of it is, but to be very careful not to put that, you know, to take that into your own hands.
Yeah. I don't have to segment it because of it'll be difficult, or I'm not sure. It's really, when the Holy Spirit reinforces now that that's not a good idea.
Yes.
And it's not a great number of people. There's, you know, it's just a handful. Okay. So now I'm approaching it with, I'm going to invite some people. There's a group of people. I've written down what they've done. I know why I'm upset. They've crossed that line of justice. I know that I at least could invite them to talk to me. Okay. So, as far as it's concerning you, you're to be at peace with everybody. And he says, okay, now let me help you go through that process of inviting somebody to that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go to the next verse, and we're going to come back to Romans because there's more to it, but there's an important verse here. So go to Luke 10, and go ahead and read verses 1 to 17, and then we'll as we go down the road with this, we'll unpack pieces of it. But Luke 10, 1 to 17.
Sure. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. And heal the sick there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out into its streets and say, the very dust of your city, which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. But I say to you that it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me."
Okay. So the setup here is describing, remember it says, as far as it's concerning you,
mm-hmm.
be at peace with everybody. So what it's saying here is your role is to offer your peace.
Right.
You're saying, would you be willing to process truth with me about this thing that happened? You've hurt me and I'd like to talk about it. And he says, your role is to offer your peace. Now, if you're offering your peace, what must you have?
Peace.
I got to have it. You know? So if I'm, and this is why you brought this up before, is that if I'm riled up,
mm-hmm.
I don't have any peace to offer. He said,
right.
Before you do that, you're going to have to go to peace first.
Yeah.
And then can you offer it? He said, okay, offer it and then see what happens. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to get into the depth of this. What does that mean, receive it or not receive it? What do I do with that and how do I process that? But at the moment, I've decided I've got a category of people that I could offer, invite, would you like to talk with me?
Mm-hmm.
And you invite them. And that's what it says, offer your peace, invite them. We'll talk tomorrow about how does that play out? Because remember, it's based on free will, not on you forcing it.
Right.
We'll talk about that. So Heavenly Father, we thank you that you tell us that as far as it's concerning us, we're to offer peace. You give us an understanding of well, that's inviting people to process truth. And we're going to learn what that means. So we just thank you for the truth of this. You're guiding us to apply abiding scripture into our personal situation in a real scenario that can bring resolution. So we praise you and we thank you for that in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich, for sharing all this. So practical and so wise. If you have questions about this, send them in to us at questions@abideministry.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.